Professor Shannon, how's your nuclear fission research these days?
Well, it reacted badly.
Very nice. I see stories like this and I hear stories like this, and you might be hearing stories like this in general news today, ladies and gentlemen, because there's supposed to be a big, big announcement today, and I'm fascinated with this because I don't understand any of this. You know, my knowledge of anything is pretty low, but when it comes to science and things like that, I just sit back and marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So today, you're hearing news stories that Energy Secretary, former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, is going to be part of a major scientific breakthrough announcement today. As it says here, and I've called a number of different stories in publications online that are making notes of this. Researchers at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California for the first time produced more energy in a fusion reaction that was used to ignite it. This results in something called a net energy gain. And the reason that this is big is because proponents of this research are hoping, and here's the key line that gets me,
mm-hmm.
one day this, keywords, one day this could... produce nearly limitless carbon-free energy, displacing fossil fuels and other traditional energy sources. Yeah. How big would that be?
It'd be huge.
It would be.
Although I'm reading that it's still decades away.
Yeah, and that's the key. If not even longer in a lot of ways. Yeah,
right.
It might be something I doubt I will ever see that most of us, children, depending on how young they are, grandchildren, I mean... What future existence that we are living, or what we're living now, what would the future be?
Mm-hmm.
Researchers say that even though it could be so long into the future, it's still a significant step nonetheless. As one professor puts it, it's like a starting gun going off. It's a push toward making fusion energy systems available to able to not just tackle our energy concerns, but those who have climate concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Energy security concerns, all this...
renewable energy,
yeah,
type of things.
Could all be taken care of.
Harnessing the energy of the sun.
If we can do just that and put it into practical applications. Another professor,
sure.
I love this comparison. This I can appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
That puts it more on my simple thinking level. A professor said, this is a breakthrough that is similar to when humans first learned that refining oil into gasoline and igniting it could produce an explosion, which led to
the internal combustion engine
today. Sure.
Sure.
So that's the starting point where this potentially is at. Essentially what happens, and this is where I just love this. For those that need an explanation, fusion works by pressing hydrogen atoms into each other with such force that they combine into helium, releasing enormous amounts of energy and heat. Unlike other nuclear reaction, it doesn't create radioactive waste. Okay.
And I as a visual thinker, I'm trying to picture, how do you smash all the, an atom smashed into another atom to create something else and all that kind of, my brain just kind of went,
Isn't that part of those atom smashers that we've been hearing about from the past, too? I mean, all this comes into play. And this research has been going on for a long time, but we've reached the point where, again, it's being described as a major scientific breakthrough announcement is supposed to be made today.
Yeah.
Doesn't say what time.
Not sure what time, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know in the CBS news, they've been talking about it quite a bit this morning, so I'm not sure if they're going to be announcing anything. I do have that as one of the stories. It says scientists are set to announce it, so does that mean that it's set to be announced at 7 o'clock, or does that just mean they're going to talk about it more?
Yeah, it's interesting. They don't have a time. Maybe they're still trying to
coordinate all the press people.
Could be. Making sure everyone knows exactly. Let's make sure that this statement comes out accurately and we don't mislead people into thinking that, tomorrow, everything's
going to
be
solved. It's going to be today. It's going to be today.
That's why, you have words that are being used such as one day and could be,
mm-hmm.
and things like that, and energy future. But it just it fascinates me, things that we're talking about here that, again, maybe it's something that we talk about as much as there are talk of electric cars, and there are those electric cars on the roads today, are we ever going to experience the majority with the whole nation being on an electric car system? I don't know how far that away is. That's closer probably than this, obviously.
Perhaps our next fantasy novel, just an idea, is the last gasoline vehicle.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Could you imagine the one person driving around trying to find the last gas station?
Man, you think about that, how many things that there are no longer any of today that, 100 years ago.
100 years ago was new technology, and it's not anywhere today.
Horse,
you can't
find it. The last horse and buggy shop or things like
gosh,
that.
Oh, gosh, yeah, horseshoe. Yeah.
The last time that, the last telegraph, communication system, something like that.
Sure.
The future.
The future.
Fun to think about.